Shop Talk with Mel presents to you How the Wife Becomes the Other Woman. This episode is brought to you by Chatty Passenger.
Hey, Deacon Eric, how's everything going?
Hey, Pastor, how's it going? Everything is good. Can I call you Darren right now? You know, I mean, because I mean, I am so
no,
bad.
No.
I'm kidding. How you doing?
Only behind closed doors can you call me Darren. How's everything going? Are you enjoying the retreat?
Woo! This has been so real, so spiritually fulfilling. I mean, me and my wife, we have really been talking so much in this past week, well, these past couple of days, and we talked within like 2 years. I mean, we've been having, oh goodness, I'm so blessed to be right here, Pastor.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad that you all are enjoying the retreat. Have you been to any of the breakout sessions?
What's one you enjoyed the most?
Yes,
we went to the breakout session. We just left it, actually. Okay. It was to get to know your mate better.
Okay.
And, woo, just to put it this way, last night was a good night.
Well, that's a blessing to hear that that the sessions are working and that
it's working.
You all had a honeymoon of an evening.
Yeah, a nice little honeymoon.
Well, that's what we're here to accomplish. We're here to heal people and heal souls and heal marriages and bring marriages back together.
I appreciate it.
I'm just glad that you all are working it out.
Oh, hey, honey. Hi, Pastor.
Hey, how you doing, sister?
Good.
How's everything going? I'm good. I'm a little tired. You know, it's busy, a lot going on, different people, you know, and being in these different breakout sessions and all the, you know, the work that goes behind the scenes, Pastor's just running.
Everything is just so great. We cannot thank you enough. This is amazing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I'm glad everything is well for you. So, you know, this is just awesome to hear that you all are doing so good and everything is going so well.
I mean, you know what? I love her. That's my girl.
All right.
Baby,
that's what I
want to
hear. Oh, that's so special, y'all. Y'all making Pastor real proud. I'm just here to see y'all come back together. And because when y'all first came into the office, y'all was going through some things. Y'all was going through some trouble. Sister Betty.
How y'all doing today?
Sister Betty, how you doing?
I'm all right. How's everything going? I'm just checking on everybody.
All right, Sister Betty, everything is good.
All right, y'all all go right. ahead and continue. I'll see
Bye.
You later on.
All
Bye,
right.
Sister Betty.
See you later, Sister Betty.
She worried me to death. She works my nerves. Lord have mercy, God. I love her, though. She's all right. She makes sure everything is tight and right.
Yeah, she runs it tight.
Yes, she does. If it don't get no tighter, it'll explode. I'll tell you that much. But God is good. Woo, Lord. I think I got a second wife messing with her. I tell you, boy. She keeps me on my toes. Jesus, help me, God. Hold my mule, Jesus. Oh, I felt something right there. But I'm just glad to see that you all are okay and everything is working out, you know, because when you all first came to the office, it was rough. It was just something else. It was just like, wow. But, you know, having these retreats bring marriages back together, and I'm glad that you all came and that you all took a part and that you all just kind of opened yourselves up to, you know, see what's really going on in your marriage. And I see that it's rekindling your fire and that you all are getting back together, your passion things
just
up.
A little bit.
Okay. I see you, Deacon Eric. You smiling real hard. That's all right. That's what it's all about. It's about
excuse me,
back
y'all.
Together.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt again, but make sure y'all service is at 11 o'clock sharp. Let's be there on time.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Ma'am. You know what I say. To be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late.
Yes, all right, ma'am. Sister Betty. Lord have mercy. Here she go again. Jesus, Lord, Jesus. You standing here talking to me. I know what time service starts. I created this before she even got around, you know. But that's just Sister Betty for you. Lord have mercy. She's
okay.
Just going to worry you to death.
It was nice talking to you, Pastor.
You too, Sister. Y'all be blessed. Yes, and we will see y'all. Like I said, y'all enjoy some of them breakout sessions and have a good time and just enjoy. I can't wait to see y'all at the ball. I know y'all going to be quite handsome, and I know you're going to be elegant, this gentleman. I know you're just going to be looking all right, just going to be gorgeous. Going to look at what God has created. Hallelujah.
Whoa, whoa, daring, or shall I say, I'm sorry, Pastor.
All right, Deacon Air. That's your wife. That's your wife, Deacon Air. That's all right. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being beautiful. All right, it's all good. So yeah. I know you're gonna be looking. I know you're gonna be looking handsome, and just keep her on your arm, brother, and make sure y'all dance the night away and enjoy yourself. That's what it's all about.
Yes,
all right, y'all be blessed. I'll see y'all later. I got some things I got to take care of.
Yes,
okay, God bless you. God be with you.
God bless you.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody feeling this morning?
Great. All right, yeah, God bless. Yeah, hallelujah. God is so good. Awesome.
I see some of y'all creeping on in here late. Y'all must have had a real good time last night.
All right, praise the Lord. Sure did.
Dancing all and everything.
Watching.
All right, well, we getting ready to get started with the service so we can go ahead and close out this weekend. But I need some of y'all to remember, just because y'all came to this retreat, don't mean that you don't have to continue to come to your couples counseling sessions. You please still come to the sessions.
Serious? She's really saying this?
I hope that you all realize this morning that you're with your soul mate and not your soul tie.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See, because there is a difference. See, the difference is that your soulmate is that's someone that God has ordained you to be with.
Yes,
see, your soul tie, that is not like the soulmate. See, the soul ties an unevenly yoked relationship. But a soulmate, that is a God ordained and a God blessed relationship. So we hope that you had a blessed weekend, and we hope that you all had a good time at breakout services as well as the ball last evening. How many of you enjoyed the ball? Did you all enjoy the ball quite well?
Yes.
All right. I seen some of y'all dance the night away, and I seen some of y'all, as a songwriter wrote, slip into the darkness. Yes, y'all know what I'm saying. It's all right. It's a honeymoon kind of weekend. Abraham had children with Sarah and Hagar. Sarah was his soul mate. Hagar was his soul tie. Sarah was Abraham's wife, and Hagar was the, I guess you could say in today's reference, the baby's mama. I don't like that reference per se, but so as we talk about soul ties and soul mates, you have to ask yourself again, am I with my soulmate or am I with my soul tie? So those are things that you have to think about as you are here this evening. A lot of communication was broke down. A lot of you were living at different ends of your marriage. Some of y'all was probably sleeping in different beds, not even talking to one another, just waking up in the morning, just grunting, not even saying nothing. So hopefully this weekend we have helped you repair your marriage here at this retreat. So I just say to you all again, please don't stop coming to counseling, because we want you to be evenly yoked, not unevenly yoked. Wives, follow your husbands as he is to only follow Christ.
Amen.
So the thing about this weekend's marital retreat is about bringing marriages back together the right way. Because when God is involved, it's all about cleanliness close to being godliness.
Scripture.
That's what it's all about. It's about having communication, love, respect, honor. It's basically the vows that you say when you're about to be married to one another. To have and to hold, till death do you part, in sickness and in health. Those words are important. because those are the words that bring the soulmate together. And it is important that you all love one another, respect one another, and keep God first. I'm going to leave you with this. Where do we lose fellowship? Because in a marriage, there is a set order. The man follows Christ, and the wife follows man. God bless you all. I pray that you all had some rebuilding done in your marriages.
I know I have some.
And that you all have found each other again. And I pray that you all stay in a honeymoon stage. God bless you. God be with you.
Tune in next week for the next episode of How the Wife Becomes the Other Woman. Take a ride with the chatty passenger, Miss Lavetta Jenkins. For reviews, recaps, rants, and randoms, visit her at her website at chattypassenger.com.